To get a running start on Vav. Neso Rabo. Sarech levarech keshem shuhu mevarech al nes shel aviv. If a nes, a miracle, we'll talk about what type of miracle later, what's considered a miracle. But that happened to your Rebbe, so you have to make a bracha on that place the same way you do for a parent. We discussed this yesterday. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, you make a bracha, bracha asa neis l'rebi b'makom zeh, right? You get to that place, so you'd say that. And again, it's talking about a Rebbe Mufak, the primary Rebbe. Very interesting, I saw a Svarim. It says, now we learn most of the stuff we learn is out of Svarim, so not so many people have a Rebbe Mufak. kind of strange. Sad and strange. The Rama says, that's what I got up to yesterday. The Rama says, Vish Omrim. Now that's important. Some say, it's a machlokas, Duhuadin Imroe Ha Adam Sha'asolones. Let's say you see the person. You don't see the place, right? Here, and until now we've been talking about get to a place, and it's a place where your father, there was nes done to your father or mother or grandfather or grandmother or Rebbe. So you make a bracha upon seeing that place. How about if you have to actually see the person, right? Something happened to them, unbelievable, and you see them. So this opinion says you make a bracha on the person. In other words, if you make it on the place, so Koshkin, you see the person. So this opinion says you make a bracha on the person. Right. Kemosha Mavarach Alamakam. Same way you make, next page. So now it's the same way you make a bracha. It's not the same bracha, but the same way that you'd make a bracha on the person. So you make a bracha on the place. So you make a bracha on the person. And the Mishnah Berurah says the bracha would be bracha tashma sha'asa neis le'avi. Let's say it was your father, or sha'asa neis le'rebi. That's what you'd say upon seeing the person. Again, so there's a big machlokas about this. Now again, this is only for one's parent or one's Rebbe. Like let's say, I meet Joe. And Joe, a miracle happened to Joe. So Joe's not my father. Joe's not my Rebbe. Again, we'll talk about later at the end in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis, we'll talk about being grateful and thanking Hashem. But here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about making a bracha. Talking about making a bracha. Bracha tasha, you're using Hashem's name, Sheva Malchus. So the question is, do you do that? I'm not talking about that you have to be happy, that you have to be grateful that the person was saved. That goes without saying. Again, we're talking about specifically, you make a bracha. Those are specific parameters. So again, some say you would make a bracha if you actually see the person. Now again, there's a machlokas about this, so some say you don't make the bracha. But again, the Rama says you do. Okay, let's just see Zion very quickly. Very interesting. Look at this. Al Nesha Adam Mesuyam. A miracle that happened to a specific person. A very strange language. Adam Mesuyam. A certain person.
Celeb.
Well, so we'll see. Ke Yoav Ben Tsruya. Like Yoav Ben Tsruya. If you don't know who that is, Mr. Mag, you must have spoken about him. Last Shabbos. Right. But that was probably the negative side, right? But how about, he was David's nephew, right?
Mm-hmm. His sister's son.
Sister's son, right.
Tsruya was David's sister.
Yeah. So anyways, Yoav was the general's general. So on that person... That special, the Ber Halacha says, he went in the shlichus of all Klal Yisrael, Mr. Magi can tell you, he did battle single-handedly, right, defeated city-state single-handedly, unbelievable. And the Pasuk says, Vahi David osa mishpar utztaka, David would do, the Ber Halacha says, the Pasuk says, David would do, the king would do mishpar and tztaka, v'yov atzava, right? Yov was... Now again, bear in mind, we're not talking about it to be in the army of David, you weren't just a killing machine, right? You had to be a tzaddik if you were a corporal, or whatever the equivalent, I don't know what, call them those things. You know, so like the, you know, Benayahu ben Yehoyada was one of the big guys in the army, you know, like, talking about people out there somewhere, you know, ruchnius-wise. So on that person, the Chaverov and his guys, which is a bad way to translate it, but whatever, his friend, people like him. Also, the second possibility under this halacha is someone who is, by their action, the Hashem's name was Niskadesh, Kigon, Daniel the Chaverov, Daniel, Mishol, you know, all those. So you make a bracha, Mevarach, you make a bracha. Lefichach, therefore, Harod Govar Raya Shel Daniel, you saw the lion's den of, not in Detroit, but, you know, like in Babylonia somewhere.
Detroit?
A Middle East, Midwest joke there.
Detroit Lions are pretty good.
Cleveland, Cleveland, you know, like, you know, like Cleveland, they just think. Or you saw the furnace where they where Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into. So in those places, Mevarak, you make the bracha. Sha'asa neis letzadikim b'makom zeh. Okay. Okay. We'll talk about this. We'll see a beautiful Mishnah Berurah on this B'li Neder tomorrow. I'll also see a Bir Halacha on this. A very interesting halacha. So we'll discuss a B'li Neder a little more tomorrow.